the inaugural Illuminator Trail. How did you come up with the idea for this, and why did you decide to do this after so many years?
So yeah, we open today and we've started across the half term. We wanted to find a way to try to get some people who perhaps haven't come to our site in Barnes before to come and have a look, see wetlands and maybe see them at a different time, find a new audience who might be interested. So we just thought this was a really good opportunity to get new people in, see what we're doing, have just a fantastic experience.
It is the wetlands, and people might, who have never been here before, might not expect to find this in the middle of Barnes, in the middle of southwest London. It's a real treasure, isn't it?
It is. It's a stunning site. As you say, it's a large wetland area. It's got collections here so people can come and see birds from in different countries and from different habitats, but it's also got an amazing reserve so you can come and see all the wild birds here. And it just gives people the opportunity to escape maybe from some of the rush of London and come and see just an amazing natural place.
And how did you do over lockdown? Because everybody struggled and I guess, you know, looking after a site as big as this, it must have been hard.
Yeah, lockdown was difficult because we have a lot of costs that we still have even when we can't get visitors to come here. So we still have birds we have to look after, and we look after the reserve. So yeah, we had to cut back on a lot of things. We've had a lot of staff who've been working in furlough and putting a lot of effort in. So it's been difficult, but we're okay. I mean, we're doing okay, and we will come out of this fine with a lot of great support.
And I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but what can people expect from the trail?
So if you come here, yeah, there's lots of lights. You'll be walking in amongst some of the collection birds here. You'll be able to see them in the evening. You'll also see some of the nature reserves, some of the wild areas, some lovely interactive bits, lots of lights, lots of atmospheric lighting as well, so you can see the lights on the water and in the trees. So yeah, a real treat, a lovely walk around here, and then the opportunity to sort of enjoy the surroundings of the site here.